There are lots of signs of spring in Massachusetts, the Boston Marathon, sprouting tulips, but one you may not think of is sheep shearing. It's a regular part of livestock maintenance, but it's also a cause for celebration at the historic Gore Place Estate in Waltham. WBUR's Hannah Ali joins me to tell us more about the sheep shearing festival this weekend and the long history behind it. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Rupa. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you for being here. So, Hannah, why is there a sheep farm in Waltham?
Well, it was actually a gentleman's farm. So agricultural enthusiasts Christopher and Rebecca Gore were high society members, and they purchased the estate in the 1780s and sort of spent the following decades building up a very, very big farm. This was just something for them to do because they didn't really need the money from the farm. And ever since 1935, after passing through a few different hands, it's been part farm, part museum, and preserves the 18th century style of farming.
Why is sheep shearing necessary, and what's it like to watch it?
Well, sheep get very hot in the summer. I can imagine, you know, you wouldn't really want to be wearing several wool sweaters, as it was like 80 degrees out in Massachusetts. And it's sort of interesting. It seems like it takes a lot of manhandling, and you wonder if the sheep is getting hurt, but they're fairly docile and they need the haircut. They really do need the haircut. So these shearers take the time to cut off all the hair. More often than not, they'll use electric clippers, but at the Gore Place Estate, they use blade clippers, and they've got a very talented shearer by the name of Kevin Ford, who has been studying for 60 years now. He has 60 years of shearing experience, and he uses blade shears as they would in the 18th century.
And when did this transition into also becoming a festival?
Well, for years they had been shearing sheep at Gore Place. They continued to maintain it as a farm and an educational institution. Years ago, I would say in the 70s or 80s, they started inviting local school children to watch the shearing every year. And then it turned into a festival, something of a Renaissance fair with blacksmithing, weaving, spinning, Morris dancers, circus performers. People come and they get to celebrate what is an older way of life, and learn a little bit more about how farming used to get done in the 1700s and 1800s.
Wow, you just mentioned a lot. So I know you're planning on going to this tomorrow. How are you going to prioritize what you go see there?
I'm really excited to go see the fiber tent. I am a big knitter, so I am going to look at all the yarn and see if I can pick up anything unique, handmade, local, to make a sweater out of.
Hannah Ali is a newsletter producer for WBUR. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rupa.
For more ideas and must-read stories for your weekend, sign up for WBUR's weekly newsletter, The Weekender, at WBUR.org. And this note, Gore Place is a sponsor of WBUR. As always, our coverage is independent of advertising and other business relationships.